Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. Since I started lifting weights, I've been on a strict diet plan that helps me hit my protein goals while restricting my calories. I also need to make sure that I get enough vitamins and minerals to keep my body healthy. That's why I use Liquid IV when I work out. Liquid IV delivers extraordinary hydration with advanced science, thanks to Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. One stick of Liquid IV delivers superior hydration to water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's hydration for endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. And hey, it tastes pretty good too. They've got green grape, lemon lime, grapefruit, and more. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole? Where R/ almost cries. Am I the butthole for revealing to my dad's wife the real reason why me and him were never close? My dad practically gave me up to his sister from the moment that I was born. I'm a 27-year-old guy, by the way. My mom died when she was giving birth to me, and my aunt told me that he never recovered from that because he blamed me for her dying. It hurt a lot as a kid that at family events, he would ignore my existence. When I was a little older, he got more vocal about me killing her, and he can't stand to look at my face. You can imagine the amount of therapy that put me in. I used to go to church crying because I was scared about going to hell for doing that to my mom. That's how much his words screwed me up. But the awful part was that I never stopped trying to be accepted by him. After my high school graduation, he told me to never bother him again since he legally has no obligation to me anymore. He had just been sending money to my aunt to take care of me. Around that time, I had finally started accepting that reality, so from there, we just moved on with our lives. My aunt doesn't talk to me about him. Sometimes my grandparents do, and that's how I found out that he got married. They were mad that he didn't invite me to their wedding, but to me, it didn't matter because we're not close. But still, his wife wanted to meet me. This was the first time that he had ever wanted to make contact with me, and it was pretty much to say that she wants me in their life. She doesn't know the real reason about why we're estranged. My father asked me to please not say anything, and maybe this could be a way to reconcile after all. But he was only doing this for her. That much was clear when we talked. I never said that I agreed, but he still insisted on us meeting at their place because she really wanted to meet me. All she thinks is that we're estranged for not getting along in my teenage years. Then going to college and losing touch because of life stuff. It pissed me off that he played it off as us just not talking for petty reasons. Meanwhile, the actual reason damaged me for years. So I told her the truth. Everything that he said to me. That he was never a parent to me. My aunt raised me. It was definitely a shock for her. The outcome was a disaster. Everyone in the family has heard about this by now. My grandma in particular told me that she understands my anger, but this was his chance finding someone since losing my mom, and now it's been put in jeopardy. My dad is devastated. They think that I went too far to ruin his marriage that way when he was willing to include me in their lives, which could have been some start to our relationship. And they say that not only did I ruin my dad's relationship with me, but I possibly wrecked his marriage. My grandmother just doesn't agree at all with what he did, and it could have been avoided if I didn't say anything. For me, it was hard not to tell the truth after the lies made it seem like it was nothing serious. I couldn't ignore what happened after what he did. I don't know if it was the right call, since it's put their whole marriage at risk after all. Okay, OP, let's get one thing perfectly clear. You didn't put the marriage at risk. He put his marriage at risk. It's not like you did something that upset the wife. What you did was simply reveal the truth. You showed his true character, and now she's deciding, oh, wait, I'm married to a douchebag. Because clearly, this guy hasn't been honest to her. Clearly, their entire relationship is built on lies. And, like, I mean, if I were marrying someone, I would want to know if they're the type of person to abandon our children. Because, who knows, maybe they're planning to have a kid. And she's like, well, he already abandoned one child, so what's stopping him from abandoning another child, right? It's a very reasonable thing to assume. Then on top of that, blaming a child, a newborn child for murder is just, it's evil. The word for it is evil. It's cruel. It's heartless. It's like actually evil. On top of just being like incorrect, it's just wrong. You didn't kill your mother. Babies are just born. They don't do anything. And then on top of all this, I just straight up don't believe it. I literally think he's lying. Here's why. He loves his wife so much that when you were born, you killed his wife and he was just so heartbroken at the loss of his wife. He just couldn't go on. Bullshit. Bullshit. I'll tell you why. Because if he really loved his wife, if he truly put her above every other person on planet Earth and loved her with his heart and soul, then he would want nothing more than to take care of her child. Right? You're half your mother. Clearly, certainly, your mother would have wanted you to be cared for by your father. You think that when your mom was pregnant, she turned to her husband and said, "Listen, sweetie, if I die during childbirth, it's really, really important to me that you abandon our child and go live a life and find some other pretty young girl to screw." No, no way. I can tell you what this is. This guy just didn't want to be a single dad. That's it. He didn't want to change diapers. He didn't want to spend all the money. He didn't want to spend all the time. He just wanted to go live his life. He thought that his wife was going to take care of you. And when his wife did, he's like, I don't care. I'm out of here. That's what this is. 100%. You cannot convince me that that's not the case. Because I love my wife. I love my wife deeply. If our daughter, oh, geez, this story's getting me choked up. If our daughter resulted in the death of my wife, then if anything, that would make me cling to my daughter even more closely. Because on top of the love that I feel towards my daughter as a parent, she'd be all I had left of my wife. So to not only abandon my daughter, but to also abandon half my wife, like her offspring, her blood offspring. I can't even imagine it. Oh, man. This is why I don't like to give 5 out of 5 butthole scores, because I like to save them for people like your father. OP, you did nothing wrong. Your wife did nothing wrong. Your father gets 5 out of 5 buttholes. Your grandparents and everyone who thinks that you did something wrong, they also deserve 5 out of 5 buttholes. F*** them. I genuinely hope that his wife dumps him and that he dies alone like he deserves. Am I the butthole for making my boyfriend feel uncomfortable after he insisted on joining us for girls' night in? My boyfriend, who's 27, started asking to join me in my girls' night in. Every time I tried to say no, he'd be like, "I have to join or you'll have to cancel." It made me and the girls miserable having to sit there with him in the middle. This past Friday, he insisted on joining us again. I'd had enough, so I came up with an idea to get him to hate hanging out with us. I made a plan and told the girls what we were going to do, and they were down for it. My girlfriends came, and my boyfriend immediately sat down with us and started ruining our conversations by steering them towards him, his work, and his achievements. So here's what I did. I started bringing up gross and embarrassing subjects, and the girls were eating them up by talking about them in detail. Stuff like passionate hugging, periods, his most sensitive spot, cramped diarrhea, hairy legs, farts getting trapped in our lady bits and coming out the front, squeezing pimples out of our faces, cramped diarrhea, dirty underwear, and again, cramped diarrhea. We talked about this stuff in boring details. Like, I could feel his discomfort without even looking at him. But God, when I turned to look at him, I could see that he was getting red in the face and he had sweat all over his forehead. I bet that he found himself unable to relate to these subjects and so he couldn't take part in the conversation. He got up from the couch ready to head out, so I looked at him and asked him where he was going and he was like, I just remembered that I have an important meeting with a guy in about 10 minutes and, I have to go now. He rushed out telling us to have fun, and the girls and I started laughing hysterically. He came home and berated me, saying that I made him feel uncomfortable/sick with the horrible subjects that I kept bringing up. I said, "What are you talking about? This is the typical stuff that girls talk about all the time," but he insisted that I made him upset and caused him to leave. He declined to speak to me, and he's been quiet since then. Am I the butthole? OP, if you didn't straight up say that your boyfriend was 27 years old, I would have thought that he was like, I don't know, 15, 16. This guy's 27 years old and he still won't let you hang out with your girlfriends and he gets weirded out by talking about poop. Honestly, OP, your boyfriend is a controlling wimp. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving him 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Am I the butthole for embarrassing my father-in-law after I repeatedly asked him to explain his joke to me? I'm a 27-year-old woman, and I used to be an escort from the age of 18 until I was 23. I'm not proud of it, but I also don't really care because I did what I had to do to keep studying and put a roof over my head. That's how I met my now fiancé, who's 37, though he was never my client. We began to date when I was 25, and 3 or 4 months after that, his brother-in-law exposed me. I have no idea how he found out, because there's no way that my fiancé knew, and thus, he had to come clean in front of his whole family. Yes, I did that. Yes, he knows. Yes, he doesn't care. It was 2 years ago at that time. We got over it. After that, there was a span of 3 to 4 months during which my mother-in-law and some of my fiancé's aunts and cousins would police their husbands when I was around. It was really weird, to be honest, because these dudes were like 40 to 60 years old, and I wasn't that desperate. But my fiancé shut down their BS hard, even though his family still gives me the side eye from time to time. Still, we thought that it was behind us. He proposed last year, and 5 months ago, we found out that I was pregnant. We were happy about it, and we told his family as soon as we knew. His sisters and young brother were happy for us, but his mom took us aside and begged me to be honest with her and asked if this was really my fiancé's child. I was taken aback, but I just rolled my eyes and said yes. She gave me this awful speech about how she only wanted to make sure, and she's happy to be a grandmother. Well, last weekend we were at his parents' with his family and some of his friends, and we were talking about the child's name, how he might look, etc. Then, my father-in-law said that he and his kids have a birthmark in their inner thigh, and that even his grandkids got them. So, our baby might get it too, and then he said, "But how can we know who he got it from? It may as well be from me, my boy, or my brothers." And then he and his brothers began to laugh. My fiancé got mad, and before he could say anything, I said, "I don't get it." And my father-in-law said, "Yeah, because it runs in the family." And again I said, "I don't get it. Why would he get it from you?" And he began to get nervous and said, "Because, you know, it's just a joke, OP." And I said, "But I don't get it, and you all laughed, so explain." It got to the point that some of his friends said, "Hey, it's not funny," so he excused himself and left. Later, my fiancé's brother-in-law came to me and said that I was wrong for embarrassing him like that in his own house, and that I knew what the joke was about because of my past, so I shouldn't be surprised. Now, they're all demanding that I apologize to my father-in-law. OP, your in-laws are aggressively sexually harassing you in like a family setting, which is weird, disrespectful, and completely inappropriate. On top of just disrespecting you, this guy disrespected his own wife in front of her face. right? Because your father-in-law and your mother-in-law are both there, and he basically implied that he's been sleeping with you while his wife is sitting right there. So yeah, I'm sorry to say this, OP, but your in-laws are straight up douchebags. It's pretty clear that they have not and will not accept your past. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I think you handled that perfectly. I'm giving your douchey in-laws 3 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for sitting on a man's hand after he refused to remove it from an empty seat? So I, a 30-year-old woman, am 8 months pregnant. I take public transportation to work daily. I'm always exhausted because I have to work extra time to be able to afford basic necessities. I take the bus to work every day, and often it's packed, but I do get lucky when decent folks volunteer their seats for me. Now, I should mention that I don't use my pregnancy as an excuse to get what I want, but people just offer me their places by themselves, which is kind and sweet. On Wednesday, I got on the bus like usual, but this time, there's only one empty seat. I go to sit, but I find a guy in his business attire sitting there with his hand on the empty seat, sort of like resting his hand there. I say excuse me and ask him to remove his hand so I could sit, but he tells me the seat was taken. I ask by who, and he says his hand. Not gonna lie, I laughed a bit, but I wasn't feeling well, so I asked him to remove it so I could sit, but he refused again. Folks start staring, and I tell him that I'm tired and I need to sit, and he replies by saying that my pregnancy isn't his problem. I'd had enough at this point. My legs were burning and my back was hurting, so I went ahead and sat on his hand. He freaked out and tried to remove his hand quickly while shouting at me. He then started arguing about how disrespectful I was to do this inappropriate thing, and in public no less. I argued back, but then he got off afterwards saying that I was being inappropriate and disrespectful. Everyone stared at me, and I just sat there feeling a bit of shame about what happened. I told my husband about this incident, and he had a WTF expression the entire time. Then he said that I did indeed act inappropriately, and I shouldn't have made this guy uncomfortable by sitting on his hand like that. He told me that I screwed up, and this was totally inappropriate, despite me saying that I was so tired of standing, and I was in desperate need of sitting down. Am I the butthole? Down in the comments, I'm going to read this post from JustASW. Not the butthole, though I can't believe that you stole the seat from his only lover. Yeah, I agree, OP. You get 0 out of 5 buttholes. This guy gets 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. What a self-important baby. Also, OP, I'm also giving your husband 1 out of 5 buttholes because he should support his wife when his wife did nothing wrong. You're the victim here, so why is he defending a stranger? Am I the butthole for refusing to get on a flight? My boyfriend's parents paid for them, my boyfriend's siblings, and all their significant others to go on a flight to Cabo for spring break. Becky, his mom, has never seemed to like me for some reason. She always makes snide remarks about my parents' blue-collar jobs and my field, which is nursing. We get to the airport, and Becky got 7 other people first-class tickets, and me a coach ticket. She told me I was used to it and she had a free coach ticket, so I should be grateful for going. They all did their express check-ins and left me in a long line for me to think about what the heck was going on. I had to keep myself from crying the whole time that I was in line. I got up to the counter and there was a baggage fee for me. My boyfriend at the time never once helped me through the coach line or said anything to his mom. I looked over at his mom's smug face as I was about to pay the checked baggage fee. I just let all my frustrations out on the attendant and started crying. Basically, she said, "Don't go with that family, sweetie. They don't appreciate you." I continued to cry and took my luggage and got out of the line with the super sweet check-in woman. I was so upset about how they treated me, and I started crying on my boyfriend in the airport about how his mother was treating me. I broke up with him at the airport, and his mother was so embarrassed. I told her what a B-word she was. My boyfriend has been blowing up my phone, saying, "How could I do that to his mother and just back out of a vacation very last minute and wasting everyone's time and money?" OP, you 100% made the right call. If you had gotten on that plane, you would have been miserable. Sure, you would have been in a pretty location, but the entire family snubbed you. Obviously, the mom is a major Karen. There's no doubt about that. But your own boyfriend let his mommy trample all over you, and everyone else in the family didn't stand up for you either? Yeah, you would have totally been the black sheep. Like, don't even think about the tickets, the vacation, the mother. The real problem here is the boyfriend. The fact that he just let this happen, he didn't help you with your baggage, he just let you get treated like a second-class citizen. Honestly, OP, I'm amazed you lasted this long. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your boyfriend and his Karen mommy get 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Everyone else in that family gets 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, check out my podcast where I publish the exact same episodes. Also, hit that subscribe button because I put out new Reddit videos every single day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.